cliffcentral.com. So listen, Ben was saying just now, he said some very, very nice things about ballet. You've seen the, you've been to the ballet, Ben?
Gareth, not physically to a ballet, but I've seen it. But it's just the movements, and that's what separates ballet from other general dances. The movements are so controlled and precise, and for that you need such incredible strength. If you ever just try stand in place, the most basic or whatever ballet movement, your whole body starts to quiver because you need not just strong legs, but core, everything needs to be aligned and in sync. It really is quite something to behold.
So if you're a guy like Leroy, who's an amazing dancer, you would have to be training, you would have to be practicing every day for hours on end from an early age. You can't just suddenly pick this up, go, oh, I'm 25 years old, I think I'm just going to do this.
As a basic thing, just try this today. Try to leap as far as you can and land on one leg and see how that works out for you. I mean, that's not even a ballet move.
Most people will break their foot.
Yeah, this is the kind of stuff you need to be able to do and turn, and these movements are so dynamic.
Well, listen, it's a pleasure to have you here. Leroy Mokgatle, it's nice to meet you, man. How are you?
Hi, I'm good, thanks, and you?
Cool. So how the hell did you get into ballet? I mean, when do you discover that you're any good at this kind of thing?
Well, I started in grade 2.
Yeah.
I started as like an extramural activity.
Yeah.
And then like a few years later, I saw what the world had to offer with ballet, and I just decided I wanted to take it seriously and make it a career.
It's not like it's one of those career paths that it's open to a lot of people, right?
No, not really.
Do you have to have someone who can take you under their wing, who can mentor you, who can show you the ropes, or do you figure it out yourself? How does it work?
I'll say it's like 50-50.
All right.
You definitely have to have a good mentor. You have to have someone that encourages you.
Yeah.
And someone that you kind of look up to.
How old are you now?
I'm 16 now.
16 years old.
Yeah.
Wow, dude. When did you start?
I started when I was in grade 2, so it's like 2007, kind of.
How old were you?
I was 7.
7?
Yeah.
It's a kind of child slavery, though, Sia, don't you think?
I was just thinking about what I was doing at grade 2 level. I was like eating crayons.
Yeah, 7, I was a complete moron. There was no way I could. Do you start dancing immediately? Do you realize that you have a flair for this thing? Have you got a certain body type that you need to have?
Definitely, yes. You do have to have a certain body type. You have to be muscular. You have to be flexible. You have to have good feet.
All right.
And like sometimes people don't have that like proper body, so you just have to work with what you have and hopefully.
But you can't be fat, right? Are there fat ballet dancers? Tell the truth.
Well, you can't be like chubby and fat. You can be like a little plumpish, which is will be okay. I mean,
Is there anyone here who has the body of a ballet dancer? Flax, come in here and show him what you look like. Sia, come in here quickly. Ben, stand up quickly. Could Ben be a ballet dancer?
Let's see.
Ben, do a little leap. Land on one foot, Ben.
Yes, he could.
He could? You reckon? Ben's going to do a leap.
Yes.
Let's see if he's any good.
Woo! Yes.
All right. Is that any good?
Yes, that is good.
Oh, wow. All right. Flax, what do you think? He's looking a bit chunky, right? What?
I definitely don't. I think my upper body's way too big.
No, you just need like, he'll skip like for 15 minutes and then he'll be fine. He'll just skip for like 15 minutes.
For 15 minutes.
I can do the whole lifting of people up very well.
Yes, but
that's getting myself in the air is not going to be possible.
No.
But you can just a few squats a day maybe. What is stretching your quads?
You have to have pretty good coordination, right?
Yes, you
and
do.
And you have to be aware, super aware of your body. This is the thing that makes dancers very sexy too, is that they know where their limbs are at all given times. They're aware of the distance between, you know, their feet or between their knee and their head or wherever they are in any position. Is that something that you just, you know, instinctively? Because I don't think that can be taught.
I don't think it can be taught. It has to kind of come naturally to you.
Yeah.
And it's definitely a lot of experience being on stage. Because, I mean, being on stage for the first time is just, you're like, oh, wow, I'm in costume, I'm in makeup, and there's people watching me, and there's lights, and these lights are so bright and stuff.
Yeah.
And you kind of concentrate more what's around you and not what you should be concentrating on. Like,
I heard, though, that when you chose your subjects, you saw ballet on the list and you actually chose it because you didn't know what it was.
Yeah, I didn't know what it was. Yes, that's very true.
That's a lucky mistake.
Yeah. Huh? Yeah, it is.
Now, you have just received this very prestigious scholarship, and it's only the second to be awarded to a South African in 44 years.
Yes.
And this is the first in South Africa in 28 years. What is the scholarship called?
Well, the Prix de Lausanne competition gives you a scholarship.
The Prix de Lausanne competition,
yeah,
which is held in Switzerland, right?
Yes, that's true. Gives you like a scholarship, and I got the fourth one. So scholarship number four. So if number three and number two or number one chooses the same school or junior company that I want to go to, I have to resort to another school.
But so that's even kinda... school number 43 would probably be amazing, right?
Oh, no, no, no. So there's seven scholarships, and then you get awarded whichever number. So I got number four.
Okay, what does that mean?
So if scholarship number one, two, or three chooses the school that I want to go to, I have to choose another school because number three...
Right, would be taken.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But these could be schools all over the world?
This could be... Well, you have a list. Prix de Lausanne gives you a list of schools.
Where have
you
chosen?
That you can choose from. At the moment, I'm not trying to rush into things. I don't want to rush into things. I just want to finish school.
Okay.
And we'll see what happens from there.
Would you go to Russia or to Switzerland or to England? What are you kind of feeling country-wise?
I'm more interested like in the Netherlands.
Oh, in Holland. Okay.
Yeah, in Holland and like Dutch national.
Now, apparently you are a phenomenon. I mean, people are talking about you winning the junior male bronze medal in the Youth American Grand Prix New York Finals in 2014, right?
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, you got to tell me about these things. You triumphed at the esteemed Genève International Ballet Competition in London. You won the gold medal.
Yeah.
What are you just... Are you just super talented? Do you pull moves that no one else can? Are you able to learn... quicker than anyone? What do you think the key is here?
I just think, like, at the moment, dance is kind of starting to be like a sport. Like, you must do as many turns as you can. You must jump higher than someone else. Oh. I think we as dancers just need to remember that we dance from the heart.
What do your parents make of this? Are they blown away by how well you're doing?
Ooh, in the beginning, they were not keen on this at all. They were not keen on this. They didn't want me to do this. They wanted me to play cricket, soccer, and then...
Where are you from? Where were you born?
I was born in Rustenburg, and then I moved to Pretoria for my primary schooling and stuff.
No, there's not a lot of ballet in Rustenburg, right?
No, there's not.
So are your parents... I mean, what did they do?
Well, my mom passed on in 2010.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, no, that's okay. And I never knew my dad. So I live with my extended family, my aunt and uncles and my grand.
Are they supportive? Do they like what you're doing?
Now that they're seeing the results that are coming out.
I bet you they like it now with all the prizes.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
They were like, oh, ballet. And now they suddenly think it's the best thing ever.
Yeah.
But winning all these things must be amazing. How much practice do you put in?
Definitely a lot of practice. I do put in a lot of effort.
Average day?
Well, I train from 6 o'clock in the mornings until 6:30 p.m. in the evenings.
The whole day?
The whole day. But it's kind of balanced. So I do like dancing in the morning, and then in the afternoon I do my school, and then I have like an evening class. So yeah.
That is phenomenal. Do you get any time to meet other people, to talk to other people? Or are you like a...
Definitely,
you're like a machine.
Competitions, going to an international competition, you meet new people.
So you're only really meeting other ballet dancers.
Well, they are incredible people.
No, sure, I have no doubt. And you are meeting them from all over the world.
Yeah, all over the world. You get to meet artistic directors. You get to actually speak to them. And yeah.
This is unreal. Really, isn't this amazing? Ben, this is some serious dedication, huh?
It really is.
Discipline.
Like, again, going back to the whole thing, you have to have this. You can't do this like so-so-ish. It's not like being in cricket where, you know, I'm a decent bowler.
Yeah,
I'll make the team. So much more.
And then rest on your laurels. I'm blown away, Leroy. This is phenomenal.
Thanks.
What a success you are. I'm so proud to hear that there's a South African who's setting the world on fire. What's the big dream?
I honestly want to see myself like overseas dancing for a company or like several companies.
Who's the most prestigious company?
I don't know yet. As I said, I don't want to rush into things. I just want to finish everything that I need to finish here in South Africa, and then I'll see what the world has to offer.
Flax, do you want to bring your camera in here, and maybe he can do a couple of little things here? We can see what he's up to. Can you do some little move here? Show Ben how you leap like he did. Let's see how well you do that.
Okay.
Yeah. Come. And by the way, are your feet? Because the girls always complain when they have to do like pirouettes and things that their toes take a huge amount of strain. Yeah. Do your feet also take strain?
Well, the girls actually are the ones that wear point shoes. So they have to stand on their toes. So we boys are lucky. We don't have to do that.
You have to wear those very tight. Sort of the pants, the very tight pants.
You have to wear tights, and you have to wear ballet shoes, and you
don't like that.
Well, not necessarily, but you kind of have to.
It's not the most flattering outfit in the world, huh?
Yeah, unless you have like big muscular legs and like huge quads.
Show us what you can do. Come on, let's see some of this talent. We're looking at Leroy Mokgatle, who is this multi award winning ballet dancer. He's in teen ballet here in South Africa, but he's just won this extraordinary prestigious scholarship. And I'm going to give him some music and let's see what he can do here.
He can bring his foot next to his ear.
Alright, let's go. Leroy, show off. This is your chance to show off. Show everybody what you can do that no one else knows. He's got his arms out. He's lifting his one leg. He's standing on one leg.
I think that's what we all meant to do as humans.
Unbelievable.
Wow.
And the control. There's no... And he can point his fingers and point his toes and turn. Phenomenal. And lift his leg right up.
I think Sia's just
the height of his head.
I think Sia's just exploded.
Sia, what do you think of that?
No, I just now feel fantastically awful about myself. Yeah. Did you see how easily he just lifted
exactly.
his...
Hey, Leroy,
what time was that on the clock? It was
Do you have to watch what you eat?
Not at all.
He's 16,
I'm very lucky.
You could eat fast food all day and it wouldn't be a problem?
Well, I wouldn't try like eat healthy, but like on the odd occasions, like on a Friday,
you'll
I'm allowed
crazy.
To have like a Coke and fries.
Yeah. Nice. Well, listen, bro, well done to you. I mean, you're an inspiration, and all of these awards are obviously richly deserved, and well done to you.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
And you let us know as soon as you've decided which school you're going to.
Yeah, I will.
And we'd love to know and keep in touch.
Yes.
You're obviously the guy to watch. Are you the best ballet dancer in the country in your age group? You must be, right?
I wouldn't say it. At the moment. No.
Come on, admit it.
I'm striving to be the best.
Don't be humble. There's no point. I want you to be convinced.
I'm not the best.
Really?
Yep.
Do you learn from
the
others?
We all make mistakes on stage, and I'm definitely not the best. I'm striving to be the best.
Wow. And can we watch you on YouTube? Are you on there?
Some
clips of you?
Yes, they are. Yeah.
Because Clement says, I just saw Leroy on YouTube, and it's unbelievable.
Thank you.
Now, well done to you. All right, man. Well, listen, all the best to you, and thank you for coming in to see us this morning.
I know. The pleasure's all mine.
Wow. Leroy Mokgatle. Best to you, man. Going to kill it.
Thank you.
Make us proud.
Thank you very much.
There we go. Do you think South Africa needs to support ballet more? People like me need to stop talking nonsense and get out there and support.
I really do think so. I think you guys should.
Give me hell.
Swan Lake is not actually that bad. you find the story behind it and like relate it to your personal life. And then just not just watching it and like...
Let me see what I can do.
Yeah.
I'll watch you do your thing. It's very, very good. There we go. Leroy Mokgatle, thank you very much, sir. Very nice.
Thank you. CliffCentral.com.